I like to think that I can cook. That was Emmanuel Gond with us from Chris Tomlin on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Story time. Have you ever read the verse about casting your pearls before swine? I'm not calling my kids swine, but sometimes when we go all out cooking a meal, feels a little bit like a waste of time. Earlier this week, my wife had scored through a friend of hers a whole bunch of like summer squash. Like it's got to be like the last of the season for it. Like, and it was close to maybe going bad. Like, it wasn't bad yet, but give it a couple more days and we'd have had to throw it out. But I'm like, ooh, I know what to do with that. And I sliced it all up real nice, and I started frying it in a pan with a lot of garlic and butter, and then I put some Parmesan cheese across it and salted and seasoned it all really, really nice. Tasted like that stuff is awesome. That is really good. And we put it out. We had other food, too. I can't quite remember what else we had. Just to watch my kids walk up, look at that, go, ugh, why would I ever eat that? Like, not a single one of them was like, okay, I think Glory did enjoy it. But everyone else is like, whoa, that's so gross. My wife and I look at each other, look over at Glory, and like, eh, more for us. So we ate it. But I'm going to keep making them stuff. We keep making them food they don't like and put it in front of it, because at some point, their taste will change. Maybe they'll try it and be like, you know, this isn't bad. Because I remember doing that. There was food I would not eat as a kid, wouldn't touch as a kid, that I think is pretty good now. So at some point, maybe they'll like what I make for them. It kind of reminds me about when you tell someone about Jesus and they kind of put you off and they aren't interested. I mean, I don't think we should be annoying about it, but bringing it up again every so often, you never know when at some point they're going to be like, you know what? I do need God. I do need to hear about Jesus. Or they'll come to you because you talk to them and be like, hey, tell me more about your faith, because I'm going through a really hard time and you seem to have something that I need. So don't be scared to tell people about Jesus. Here's Sounding Joy from Ellie Holcomb, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.